right.
Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
What's up, guys? I am Caleb Giddings. Did Keith just mute himself?
I'm Jack.
I am Keith.
There
it didn't
we
unmute.
Go.
It didn't unmute You're the just thing. Like, I hit the thing and it was just like, nah, fam. You don't get to talk.
Keith doesn't get to be on this episode, which is brought to you by Taurus USA and guns.com. If you want to learn about affordable firearms that you can also bet your life on, go to taurususa.com. And if you want to buy those guns, go to guns.com. Getting better at these guys. So today we are talking about a little bit of news that came out like last week, actually. So by the time this airs, it'll probably be 2 weeks ago. Jack, do you want to tell the people what the Red Cross did?
So the Red Cross, an organization I occasionally have to remind myself is real and not just something that I thought up back when I was in the good A universe instead of this cursed E universe.
Wait, no, I thought we were in the A universe.
No, we're in A. Sorry, I'm from E. I've got Stockholm Syndrome.
It happens. I get it. This is my native universe.
Decided to take a marketing pitch because reasons that they would like people to stop playing video games where they commit quote unquote war crimes.
Or to stop committing war crimes in those video games.
They don't want people to commit war crimes in video games anymore. And what they meant...
I gotta go delete a lot of Skyrim saves.
Yeah, holy crap. Like, when I first read it, I'm like, I think you mean stop playing video games, and I'm not gonna do that.
Right.
But I went and I read what they wanted people to stop doing in the games, which got even more interesting to me. They were like, we want people to... no longer target civilian buildings in video games, share health items with the enemy when they're wounded. What was the third thing? There was a third thing, and the final one that really got me was do not shoot a downed player who's like on the ground injured.
What, do they just want... Tarkov, but Care Bear style? Like,
bro, so I think it, like, so they got a couple of, like, no-name streamers to do this, one of which was a Tarkov streamer, and she's like, I can't wait to play by these rules, and I'm like, they finna drag you.
Yeah, you gonna die.
Yeah,
I used to play a lot of goodbye. Battlefield, I used to play a lot of Battlefield online, and I played 4 pretty extensively. I have to say Battlefield Hardline online, which is just, let's violate everyone's civil rights. What a fun game to play. But I'm like, because I started thinking about it, I'm like, how many war crimes have I committed in video games? And I'm like, all of them. I started thinking, what video game did I commit the most? What would be considered war crimes in? And I was like, probably Fable. I think I committed a genocide in Fable. Like, I think I wiped out an entire species.
Oh, yeah. Fable definitely, I did some bad things in Fable.
Mass Effect, one of your choices is just genocide? Genocide.
Okay, hold on. Let's be fair that the creature you're genociding is the alien.
Yeah, it's the Borg.
It's not a happy creature.
No, they're not.
Spoiler alert.
Spoilers.
They're a biological weapon that occasionally one in a million goes like, I can think. Yeah. And I'm like, so, well.
Sucks to be you. So that one, everyone gets a pass on.
Also, to be fair, they had also genocided somebody else previously. So this is just the Uno reverse genocide card.
Also,
yeah. You so pass for the Mass Effect one.
I looked it up. The last thing that they wanted people to not do, and no one's going to go by this. Don't target nonviolent NPCs. Ma'am, I don't know if I can tell you this or not, but if that guy asked me if I get around to the Cloud District one more time, I'm about to pop the trunk on this whole town. Like,
oh,
he's,
man.
He's not violently aggressive, but he's passive aggressive. I've had about enough of that.
Of course. Could you imagine if they released a list of things to
bitch, I own this town. I'm the richest person here.
You see, all of this, what this makes me want. An open world. I want a Grand Theft Auto war game.
It exists. Ghost Recon Wildlands. Don't get Breakpoint. Breakpoint is terrible, but Wildlands is essentially like your CIA team in Colombia. We can't call it. No, it's Bolivia. You're in Bolivia. It's an actual country, which Bolivia got big mad about.
I can't imagine why Bolivia would be upset about that.
I'll log in, and there's a big disclaimer. This is not real Bolivia, guys. Not this is pretend Bolivia.
Guys, this is pretend Bolivia.
And honestly, if they don't make the next one in Mexico, it'd be like, this one is actually real Mexico.
This is just Mexico.
Wild, yo.
Also, would you like to do some war crimes in Mexico in a video game?
So yeah, like one, Red Cross, I'm going to start here. You do not define what war crimes are. It's not your job.
Actually,
Geneva Convention can.
I mean, the Red Cross kind. No, hold on. I actually give the Red Cross a pass for defining what war crimes are because they're one of the leading international organizations that defines what is or isn't a non-combatant. So I'm going to give them a pass on having a list of what is or isn't a war crime. However, telling people to not do war crimes in video games is silly because that's the whole point. It's not the whole point of video games, but the whole point of video games is to do things in a fantasy setting that you would get, you know, thrown in prison for in the real world or that are impossible for you to do in the real world. I don't know how to skydive. Building
a house without a permit.
Yeah, exactly.
Every video game lets the man live in his dreams. I'm like a shed out there. I'm just going to build it, not ask anyone.
Oh my god, it's so true. I was because you could build a house in The Sims and you don't need a permit for it. Oh man, let's make a list.
I decided to paint my house a new color. Had to ask no one.
Not pay taxes.
So I think the idea of this, where they're like, we want to get across this idea that people should play by the rules. I get it that out there in this world, there are some terrible places, but this is not real. Like
you're talking at people who this was never going to be a problem for, right? Mm-hmm. If they jumped fantasy into, well, now Ukraine is your backyard, guys. We're not going to see a difference just because you guys said, oh, you should play nice.
Right.
And also, like, some of the stuff that they're talking about where it's like, no, they say no thirsting, so don't shoot a downed or unresponsive enemy. I play a lot of Call of Duty Warzone. And let me tell you something, that downed guy can get back up in that game.
Yeah.
This is what we call anchor shots. Like, you are down, I'd like you to stay down.
They can get back up in the real world, too. Right, not that we are advocating for shooting a downed person in the real world, but also, if they're, say, maybe, on the floor of a school and still reaching for a weapon, maybe shoot them in the head a bunch of times.
A bunch.
So many.
All that these carpet is got to be replaced. Like...
Oh, man,
that room will smell like pennies for the rest of existence.
God, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, I'm not going to tell you.
I'm happy for you. I'm glad you lived a good life.
Yeah, you you guys, hey, has everyone here seen John Wick 4 now? Keith, are you finally seen John Wick? God, you're like me and Top Gun.
I give you full permission to spoil it and shame you for this.
I'm not going to discuss the ending.
No.
The ending I won't discuss. I'm not Steve Fisher. But yeah, there's like a lot of violence out. What? Steve tries to spoil everything, and he's wrong half the time, and he's right the other half. Steve has become
a caricature of grumpy old man, and he enjoys it. Like, he enjoys, like, I can ruin this thing.
I unfriended a guy on Facebook because every time, like, a new blockbuster, like Star Wars or Marvel movie would come out, he, on literally the day of release, he would post the entire plot synopsis just out in open on his Facebook page. And if you were scrolling by, you would catch spoilers from it. And I commented on it one time, and I'm like, hey, man, this is a fucking dick move. And he's like, no, it's funny. I'm like, I don't want to be friends with you. That is indicative of a shitty attitude. So I was like, done. So anyway.
If you get your rocks off by spoiling fun things for other people, why?
Yeah, well, like, I don't want to hang out with you. I don't want to know you. Ooh. So back to the whole Red Cross war crimes thing. What I do think is interesting about this, and it is kind of a pivot into, you know, our field of expertise.
Tune in on the podcast at that point in time and was like, what? The Red Cross is committing war crimes now?
Right? Red Cross out here with paratroopers jumping out of planes. So what's interesting is the
big old medical pack.
It demonstrates the Red Cross does understand something very important, and that's that video games are a huge lever for people learning about stuff. Their first exposure to, you know, simulated violence will often now come from a video game. Their first exposure to interpersonal conflict can now come from video games. Their first exposure to the N-word when they're 12 years old in a Call of Duty lobby will definitely come from a video game, from another 12-year-old.
I don't think that pay to win should be a thing, but pay to find out someone's real name and address should 100% be a thing.
I think pay to talk should be a thing. Like,
I
think that to have your mic be unmuted in competitive lobbies like that, you should have to pay for that.
This should cost as much,
like $100.
This should cost as much as a Glock does.
Yeah, like, absolutely. No, because
yes, I'm gatekeeping.
No joke.
The only time,
no joke.
The only time I really
you want unhinged places on the internet, those lobbies.
The only time that I ever have wanted to talk to other people in a video game was when I was doing, I was playing a ton of Grand Theft Auto 5 online, and you would get in the heists and you would need to talk to your teammates, right? And I remember there was one heist, the one where you had to steal the C-130. I was dead. All three of our other guys, the other two guys were dead. They're guy number four is flying the C-130. It's got one engine and he has no audio capabilities. He can't hear any of us. And we're all just like on our couches, like, come on, you can do it. You can do it. Just rooting for this guy who cannot hear us at all. An absolute Chad. What a man. He made it, by the way. He landed the thing.
So I'll tell a really quick story. I was playing Warzone with some buddies. And for those who don't know, you play as a squad trying to hunt down all the other squads. It's a lot of fun. But the game has proximity chat.
Yeah. Which means
if you're near other people, they can hear what goes through your mic, even if they're the enemy. Now, if you're a smart guy, you turn your mic off in the game and you talk on a separate service like Discord, but you leave proximity chat on. And we had just cleaned up the squad of... We had knocked out three of the four. I'm like, well, where's that fourth guy? We're hunting around the town looking for him. And I'm like, I guess he left. And then from a building next to me, I just hear beep. And we turn and look and like, nah. And like, there it goes again. Beep. It was the fire detector in the smoke detector in his room, but I told him to change the battery.
If you guys are on TikTok, there was a viral TikTok that went around recently, and that's why this is genuinely the funniest thing I've heard in a while.
I was like, man, that, you know, your smoke detector just gave you away, and I just hear, yeah.
So funny. Oh, Lord. All right, so at some point, so back to the
marketing,
the
marketing.
Yeah, so the Red Cross understands that video games
exposure
are
to
good
things.
For marketing. Yeah. And I remember working in a gun, or spending a lot of time on an indoor gun range, and a lot of people a lot of people's first exposure to guns was through these games, and they would come into the store and be like, I would like to rent this because I used it in Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, Battlefield, you know, whatever game it was. And that would be then their first exposure to a real gun, is because, you know, at
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
At the time, and we can't do this anymore, interestingly enough, at the time, gun companies were getting very smart about having products in games, up to including when Remington whole ass sponsored, I think, Modern Warfare 4 or something like that. And like,
heavily represented in the Modern Warfare franchise. And for a while, you could find active links that would take you out of the game to product pages. Can't do that anymore.
I want to say it was Modern Warfare 4, because you could get like the AAC Honey Badger was one of the weapons.
That was Ghosts.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Modern Warfare Ghosts. So that one you could get like the AAC Honey Badger, and your M4 said Remington M4 on it, which I thought was hilarious. I was like, Remington's never sold an M4 to the government, but okay.
But they were on the list to do so.
Remember,
I don't think they ever actually did, but they officially got the contract at one point. It's the most like vaporware of vaporware things that I'd be interested in.
RSS.
Even actually one in existence.
Mm-hmm.
The RSS. They had an opening for this RSS project, which also kind of like is really weird to me, because it's mostly a JP Precision gun.
Yeah.
And it's
we actually should probably do an episode on how bad the Cerberus thing was for Remington. Like, it was incredible how one set of bad management took. How many brands did they take down? Because they ended up taking down Remington. You could argue whether or not they took down AAC, but they took, but I mean, Remington, Bushmaster,
AAC definitely got bought up and bought out. Palmetto.
Yeah.
Well, I would say AAC isn't gone. They're not destroyed, but what AAC is no longer the dominant civilian suppressor.
Right. They used to be like, I don't even think Bushmaster exists anymore. Oh no, there's still a website. Look at that.
Bushmaster does in fact exist. They're still kind of doing the thing they were doing before, which is the weird super lightweight barrel, no front sight post, but clamshell handguard AR.
Well, they do make I forgot about the 450 Bushmaster. Bushmaster is still out there, good for them, but again, shadow of what they used to be. DPMS, does DPMS still exist? DPMS Panther Arms.
Yeah, they're somewhere.
They still have a website, but again, shadow of what they used to be.
Harrington and Richardson, I think, got shuffled in all that deal too, because they got picked up by Palmetto State, and AAC got picked up by Palmetto State, which is why we see AAC ammo, which was just a quiet little ammunition arm of AAC that nobody knew about.
Oh, yeah. So H&R Arms Company is part of Palmetto State. That's wild. That's wild. And of course, Para is just gone, just completely into the wind, which, you know, we could have a whole episode about. Talk about the rise and fall of Para. They go from making double stack frames for HRT to making the Para LDA, which was the Para LDA.
Okay, as a kid, I really thought the Para LDA was cool.
Like, I had two or three Para LDA guns. I had the 745 LDA, which was basically a regular ass 1911 with the LDA trigger. And then I had a cool one. I had the TAC-S, which was a double stack 20-shot 9mm with a bobbed hammer and that LDA trigger in it and adjustable sights. And when that gun worked, which wasn't frequently, it was great. That's when I regret selling. I'm like, oh, the Para TAC-S. Now I'm on Gunbroker already, guys.
Bro, I'm already looking up like Para ordnance slot frames and be like,
Can we live
the glory days?
I mean, like, because you're right. Like, the Para Ordnance 1911 HRT gun is a grail gun.
Right.
But that's not the topic of this show. We will do that show.
We should actually come back and do that.
We're divesting. We're divesting. Back.
Video games is marketing. Guess what? We can't do it anymore because California sucks.
Yeah, and while we can't officially do it anymore, I don't know anyone who doesn't know. I do. You can see like some of the guns still have like military names because you can't trademark M4, guys, like the government.
M4, you can't block M4. You'll still see Mark 16, Mark 17, which are the proper names of the SCARs, because those are the military designations. You won't see the Lynx through anymore, though. They kiboshed that one with the suit, but you can still find them, and they still look correct, and the accessories are correct. Anything they can name properly, they still do, but they don't toe the line.
And kids aren't, well, not just kids. We aren't dumb. I know what an EOTech is. I know what an aim point is.
I think we had the glory days long enough to understand. Like, we had that good pass through that you could go directly to it long enough that now it's just understood that, like, I can find a real steel version of this if I'm playing that type of game. If I'm playing a realistic war game, you know, semi-realistic war game. I can find whatever's in there. It's modeled after something real. The name just might be different.
Yeah. All right. So here, last question. We'll go around the horn on this one. Do you So Battlefield Hardline was probably, I guess I played Battlefield 1 a little bit, and I just ended up running around with a Winchester trench gun, which I have a Winchester trench gun now. But in Hardline, I would set up my guns in multiplayer basically the exact same way I set them up in the real world. So are you a set up your gun in the game like you have it in the real world, or you set up your gun in the game and then set up a real world gun to mirror that person? I am a set up my in-game gun to mirror my real world gun person.
I am also, and it's to a degree, unfortunately, because a lot of my modern accessories are not in Wildlands. Like, I can't put LPBOs on anything in Wildlands that work and
EOTech and a magnifier
anything. So it's usually dot magnifier or the ACOG, and I still have a few ACOGs because I like them.
God bless the ACOG.
So I am a big old nerd, and I would never clone a gun in real life. Perhaps I've cloned mini guns in certain games where I can build them. Yeah, I definitely.
Like, is that the worst sort of? That's the worst sort of cloning.
Yeah, it really is.
I didn't even real clone guys.
But I'm clearly guilty. Not alone in this because no. in Call of Duty, the latest one, the latest Modern Warfare 2, if you beat the campaign, you get a blueprint, which is a total build out for the gun. That's called Union Guard. That is just Mr. Craighead's gun from Mumbai, exactly down to like how it's painted. And I'm like, I know this gun.
You're like, I've seen this gun in the pictures.
Which, yeah, oddly enough, this
setup did some work, and it was
possibly very close to something that I own. But I figured out what I wanted. Because of video games letting me figure out what I want, and then it turns out.
Well, and that's been an interesting thing with that I've done with video games is, you know, I can be like, "Hey, is how useful a setup is this?" And it's very gross, right? Like it's not, you know, but I can be like, "All right, I'm going to put an optic on this pistol, and we'll see how this works or whatever." And then I'm like, "All right, that worked pretty well in the in-game environment. Let me mirror that in the real world and see if it works as well." And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. I will say that. And part of that, too, is because video games they have to have gameplay mechanics. And the gameplay mechanics are not always reflective of how things work in the real world. Like shotguns are usually the hardest things really for bad. Video
games to do are shotguns.
Right. Well, because it is either a one-touch death stick. The most common way you see shotguns modeled is that from, you know, contact distance to the video game equivalent of 5 yards, it is an instant death stick. And then past 5 yards, you might as well.
5.1 yards, it's now like, oh, you did half damage. Right.
You're like brushing pellets
now
out
that
of your
person
shirt.
Gets to yeet you.
Okay, so I couple of points here. Video games helped me figure out how to shoot a reg dot handgun.
Interesting.
And it was purely because I recognized what I wasn't looking at, and what I was looking at was a mistake. I had, when I started shooting red dot guns, and what my kind of problem was I was like, well, I want to look through this optic at this target, and I gotta bury my eye into the optic like I do with a rifle. It's like, no, you just bring the gun up and you put the target in the window. And then you look for the red flash, and that red flash is your pinpoint, but all you really need is the dude in your window.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's really easy. And that's how I shoot a red dot gun. If I'm wrong, someone's welcome to tell me, but I don't think I'm wrong.
No?
Especially inside about 20 yards, you're not wrong at all.
Right.
Not wrong
at all. In fact, there might be a really, really experienced shooter.
Tom Alibrando, and we do really stupid things at distance. So having shot red dot pistols out to like 200 yards because we were standing there and it was like, why not?
Well, yeah, that's.
Then you have to go back to the dot.
that's at too far. 200 yards. And you're also like 6 feet above the target.
It's absurd, but you do go back to a sight focus at distance, and that's very dependent on your eyes. I taught a red dot course last weekend, not last weekend when you guys are viewing this, last weekend right now.
Right, last weekend.
It'll be whatever weekend last there. Weekend.
Yeah, but, whatever the weekend that was the last weekend is.
But when we got between 20 and 30 yards for most people, they had to start coming back to the dot with their eyes.
Fair. I mean, 20 to 30 yards with any sighting system is going to be a find the sights and then find the target and put it there.
Exactly.
Except with the rifle, where I'm just going to be like, oh, you fit an aim point micro window?
Then goodbye. Guess what? I can hit you. If any part of them is outside of the window of the aim point micro and it's just like all meat in the micro window, you're going to get a hit.
Yeah, like, true story.
This is gonna work. Video game. So, you know, obviously, video games are a They're an effective marketing tool. Yeah, and they're, but that's the thing, and that's really kind of the takeaway, is that this is part of the culture, right? They are in this, they are in the zeitgeist.
I remember this if working you're like, all the way other, back other. To Rainbow Six Vegas and Rainbow Six Vegas 2, because you could start customizing your guns, and that made me go, hey, I wonder what this costs. I wonder what it's actually out there, and you'd start finding opinions and everything like that.
Also, I would just say, if you hate on all these kids playing video games, I'm sorry, but that's what kids do. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather have a kid who supports a responsible Second Amendment and a freedom of that, because he grew up going, man, it would be cool to be able to own all these cool things.
And for the record, it is cool to own those things. It's really super cool. It's
really cool.
All right, guys. So that is it for this week. Video games, like I said, they're part of the culture. Get with it. Check out our sponsors, TaurusUSA.com, guns.com. Do all of the like, share, comments, things that we enjoy, things that boost the signal. If there is a topic that you would like us to discuss, or if you have a question or a concern, please leave us a comment on YouTube, or slide into those DMs or something like that, because we do enjoy your comments. And I actually read all of your comments, because I got to make sure that people aren't out here saying crazy things like overthrow the government or something like that. We shouldn't overthrow the lawfully elected government, guys. Jack, no. No, no.
But in Minecraft.
But in Minecraft, which is a video game.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.